diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforest and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It's a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change, titled, Vegetarianism is the Solution to Save the World, via video conference with our association members in London, the United Kingdom, on June 13, 2008.
Or long drawn, like a few years of major global disasters.
Oh, my dear God, my dear beloved friends, I don't really want to tell you, but I have to, I guess. If we do reach the point of no return, then we can't return. We can't return to the normal life that we had before that. However, less peaceful, the life that we're having now is still better than after the point of no return. It will be a long drawn, as you put it. It will be a long, long, long drawn. Long process. Long enough of agony that some people will wish they have never been born on this planet. I do not wish to envision this. Sometimes I close my eyes, I shake my head. I get out of the vision. Whenever I see something I don't want to see. I do not want to even elaborate this to you. I pray that it won't happen. I pray that people in the world wake up on time and just forsake that piece of meat. Then everything will be just fine. Everything will be beautiful, nice, peaceful. Just please do what you can to help people to understand the urgency of it. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Master.
You're welcome,
Doc. Hello, Master.
Hello.
In his documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore mentioned that there has been no better time than now to set up businesses that can contribute towards helping the planet.
Yes.
My question is, what jobs or businesses are available or will become available in the near future to help people to look for a change in careers, such as cattle farmers who hang on to their jobs through fear, unless we can show them an alternative?
Yes. Of course, of course. You see, oh, we can do that. We can show them. Yeah. They can be trained by government in new green technology. Yeah. And sustainable works and biology. Yes. And we can tell them to plant vegetable to feed the food shortage. Human demand now, instead of feeding cattle or animals with human food, yeah, they can help to regain world balance and be a hero to save our planet. They should be told this, yeah. The government can help with subsidies, you know, and so they can grow crop for humans instead of using the land for raising animals, which is causing a lot of damage. So we will then have plenty of all vegetable protein to feed all the humans right now, and even whatever animal that exists, yeah, on this planet, if we don't breed them anymore. We just let them go out by themselves in the natural course. It's plenty for everybody. God has created this planet so that we have enough food to survive. We have enough everything to lead a very comfortable and happy life. It's just we have overspent, yeah, our merit and our resource. And now we can still stop it. We can still stop it. We can still reverse the effect, yeah? So if we explain all this to them, maybe they will understand. I'm sure they understand, you know? I'm sure they will understand that they can be a hero to save the planet by planting crops for humans. Right now, we are short of food. That would be an incentive, okay? That would be something for them to look forward to. Farmer can still be a farmer if they plant vegetables instead of raising animals. If we have enough food, no more strike, yeah? And no more war, people will be happy, peaceful, contented, loving, living next to each other, with each other and with animals. Things will be like heaven. It's not difficult. It's a very simple thing to do. If everybody cooperates, heaven can be realized. It's not that difficult. Just forsake that piece of meat and replace it with a piece of tofu or vegetable protein. You know, we have a lot nowadays. Look beautiful, taste delicious. We have thousands of recipes for everybody to copy free of charge. Yeah? We're even willing to help them to show them how to cook even. There's so much food to eat. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Hello. Master, we are aware that we need to get everyone to be vegetarians to reverse climate change quickly and immediately. However, as it is a slow process to change people's attitude, is it enough to save the planet by just recycling, using the car less?
Well, I hope. I wish that it is, but it isn't, honey. It helps to some extent, but it's not enough. It's never enough. Of course, from all the scientific facts, from all the reports, we know the cars, the recycling, the garbage, they are not the main cause of global warming. They are not the main polluter of the planet. They are not the main cause of killer, yeah? So we know that. It helped some very small degree, yeah? So if you really don't believe me, you sit down, make a calculation, yeah? Then you see. Just a little mathematic calculation, yeah? All the cost of deforestation, all the cost of transportation, all the cost of water, all the cost of medicine, all the cost of sickness, yeah? All the cost of building hospital, training more doctors, and making more medicine, and then, you know, making people even cannot think because they are sick. And all the heartache of being sick and causing trouble for the loved ones by being sick. And then all the trouble or the cost of war because of hunger, because of food insecurity. you add them all together. And all the reservation, you know, as the chief of UN International Panel of Climate Change said, he said all the refrigerator also, yeah? And all the sickness that go into the body of the animals and then go into you. I'm not talking about karmic retribution yet, okay? I'm just talking scientifically and the evidence physically. Vegetarianism is the only solution, it's the best, the fastest solution. Surprisingly, you know, everybody go around it. Just some few people mention it. The rest just try to go around it. Okay, we recycle. Okay, we use less car. Okay, we go bicycle. Yeah? Okay, we biofuel or whatever. Everybody knows by now. I mean, the people who has a power to know, who has enough communication ability. Nowadays there are television, radio, newspapers, and even mouthpiece. You know, everyone know already that vegetarianism is the solution to save the world. But it seems that vegetarianism escapes from the minds of many leaders and the people of the world. So, I don't know what to say anymore. I keep telling everyone, and you also keep telling everyone that you know, and you try your best to spread the news. Some people do turn into vegetarian, that's for sure. That's why I have told you we have gained 7 months plus for the deadline. Yeah? Like we have gained 7 months more to live, to save the planet. That's what it is, yes. But that's not forever, is it? Yes. And it's not fast enough, is it? I would like to have gained 700 years, at least, so that we can have time to, you know, catch up with technology and have time to let our Mother Earth rest, to restore her health, and then to replenish the abundance of whatever we need in this world. You know how I really want to embrace the leaders and the non-leaders people of this world. Wake up now, wake up my love, wake up my friends. Save yourself, wake up and save yourself and save all of us. How I really love to give them all the knowledge that I have, because that is the best present that anyone could give to anyone.
Thank you, Master. Master, how could the governments give incentive to animal farmers, including growing crops for animal feed, to switch to the production of plant-based food for human consumption?
The governments, first they have to be willing to want to do it. First they have to wake up themselves. They have to go over the boundary of protocol and habitual routine work, because this is a special situation and it needs special measurement. Even desperate measurement. So they could encourage the farmers to grow crops, give them subsidies to grow vegetables, replacing the loss of meat. Just give them subsidies for growing vegetables. The more they grow, the more subsidies they get. You see? And the farmers also have to be explained that they would be doing the world a great service. They would be a great hero, the world savers, if they grow vegetable to feed human instead of raising animals. And let the animals be. We have to tell them, the government have to tell them that they have to treat the animals with all kindness, the one that exists, until they gone back to heaven naturally. Not breeding them anymore, not to talk about killing them, you have to stop all that. To save the planet, they can do it by stop raising stocks, stop breeding animals, and stop butchering them for a living. They will understand if all involved, if the government really use their power to explain to them, yeah, and giving them some other alternative to live on, yeah, give them the explanation, the subsidies they need, the alternative jobs, or the alternative choice. We have choices. We have jobs. We create green energy, yeah, sustainable energy. And even growing vegetable now is on demand. We are short of food. Everywhere is food shortage. Everywhere the food price rising so high that people, even middle class people, are having difficulty to make ends meet. So growing vegetable now should be profitable. Should be a very good incentive already. If the government encourage them, explain to them, they will know it. And the best if the government can do it. But you, individuals, citizens of the world, can also do it. Try to go to the farmers, one by one, whenever you can, make the time to go. Even though we are not in a power position like the government, but we can try, one by one, to persuade the farmers to change their life, to grow vegetables, to feed humans instead of raising animals. Tell them the picture, tell them the situation. Tell them again and again until they understand. Write to them. Talk to them. Yeah? We can only try our best, you know? Because the rest is up to the karma of the world. Up to the people to understand and to change to a more compassionate life. But they are in need of great help because they have been poisoned for so long. Don't be surprised if it would be a difficult task to even make them understand. But the government can do it by subsidize, by incentive, yeah? By making it all open and like a trend everywhere, yeah? And the government and the media again and again, I said, these are the people in a position of power who can make change faster than we. Ordinary people. But still, if they don't do it, we have to do it. Okay? Whoever wants to do it, whoever can, do it. Go to the farmers, talk to them. Change from the grassroots. That's all I can say for now. And some of the farmers will change. All of them will change in time. And I hope it's on time.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciple here on Supreme Master Television. Join us next week for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Vegetarianism is the Solution to Save the World. And now, Good People, Good Works is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May God's blessings and love bring a peaceful coexistence to all beings sharing our planet.